On the show today, a current status check on things surrounding Rocket Racing and the departure of Hudson O'Neill, including who will likely replace him. Plus, we'll update you on the guys busted for tires and their plans, a new crew chief for Corey Eliason, and more. Let's go. It's Sunday, March 17th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily. There was obviously a bunch of racing this weekend, but I'm pushing most of that stuff to the Monday daily. I want to focus instead today on the quite large news items we've had hit in the previous several days. So if you're looking for racing chat, there will be some of that on the Monday daily show. All right, I know by now most of you know and understand the situation around the Rocket House car and driver Hudson O'Neill. When we last left things on Thursday with our last daily show of the week, the rumors were flying, but nothing was yet official. And in the days and hours since then, we got the announcement that O'Neill was indeed departing the Rocket One with car owner Mark Richards. O'Neill was quoted as saying, "Without divulging any details, I have decided to part ways with Mark Richards Racing Inc. and Rocket One Racing. As hard of a decision as it was for me to make, I believe this was the best decision for myself." The rumors about why the split happened have been pretty crazy, and there's a decent chance we never get actual confirmation on what went down. But O'Neill took things a step further on Friday in a Facebook post. He shared, quote, "As far as my departure from Rocket One, there are no secrets. It was just a difference in where I thought my career and life needed to be. There was nothing that took place that caused mine and Rocket One split other than just a difference in vision. We hope that this is going to take all of the rumors to an ease," unquote. And obviously, this won't slow any of those rumors. But what O'Neill says here is in line with some of the things I've been told from people on the late model side that I trust. O'Neill did say that he has a temporary deal lined up for the next two Lucas races at Atomic and Brownstown. He did not say who that is. And that will keep him going in the Lucas standings, where he is still second at the moment. Beyond those two races, we don't yet know what's next for Huddy after that. And it's clear that this move happened with neither side having the next thing lined up. As for Rocket Racing and filling that seat, all signs are pointing towards Tim McCready replacing O'Neill. It seems clear that Richards wants to continue out full-time with Lucas, and to maintain some hope of getting into the Lucas Championship chase, he needed someone who'd run all of the races and was still at least in some measure of contention. That ends up being a fairly small pool of drivers, with most in the Lucas top 10 set in their current situation. And that's even true of McCready. Everything between him and Paylor Motorsports was fine, but the chance to get into a seat like at Rocket is something that doesn't come around every day, and Paylor seems to have taken a bit of a step back without the support of Longhorn as their house car. We still haven't gotten any sort of comment out of Rocket Racing, but it was announced on Friday that McCready had departed Paylor and that the team will now focus solely on Carson Ferguson and the 93 car. Ferguson had previously signed on to run the full Hunter Front schedule, but the release from the team points to more national touring races, including the upcoming Lucas weekend. McCready departing Paylor, though, is a big sign that the deal with Rocket is done and should be announced soon. McCready does have past experience driving Rockets, going back to when he first broke into dirt late model racing with Sweeteners Plus, and he shouldn't have a problem here going toe-to-toe with Mark Richards, who can be tough on drivers. This will be a shift as well in the direction for how Richards has handled drivers in the past, where he's usually chosen younger guys to pilot the Rocket One. You talk about Josh Richards, to Brandon Shepard, to O'Neill. McCready's going to be 50 years old soon and is not a guy who Richards will be looking to mold. T-Mac is who he is at this point. The question will be how quickly can McCready get rolling with Rocket, as he's already 215 points behind Ricky Thornton Jr. in the Lucas standings and 90 points back of that final chase spot, which Dalton Wilson has at the moment. Can McCready climb all the way up there, and can O'Neill maintain a spot while searching for his next full-time deal? And for Richards specifically, you have to wonder as well if this signals that he's getting close to the end of his own career out on the road with this team. By going with an older driver like T-Mac, the focus will be on winning now and not necessarily well into the future with a young driver. So now we'll wait on the announcement from Rocket, which could come at any time. Lucas is back to racing this Friday at Atomic following a few weeks off after Golden Isles, so time is running short here. Before we move on, new stickers are in stock over at shop.dirttracker.com. They are 5 inches around and are ready to ship right now. I will hopefully have some more new merch options in the shop here in the coming weeks, hats, shirts, things like that. It was certainly a wild week in dirt late model racing overall. The O'Neill and Rocket stuff being one thing and the tire stuff being another. And things remained fluid with those drivers who were involved in the tire doping penalties from World Racing Group. Devin Moran and Double Down Motorsports have also now publicly denied altering tires, and they're currently investigating the appeals process. As we said before, though, they won't be super affected by this, as they were already running full-time with Lucas. Kyle Bronson was set to run full-time with the Outlaws in 2024, but that plan now seems to be out the window. He was penalized during a dirt car sanctioned event, and while he hasn't lost any Outlaw points, he will take a step back because the suspension will apply to Outlaw races. That team has removed any sort of future schedule from their website with plans now unknown, but I guess that means now no Outlaw run. We are still waiting as well on what the future will look like for Bobby Pierce and his plans. The other news from late in the week came from the sprint car side, with the Ridge and Sons racing team parting ways with crew chief Tyler Swank. Swank and driver Corey Eliason hadn't gotten off to a fast start with their full-time high limit run this season and in some Outlaw shows, and the team made the move official on Thursday. By Friday, though, that open crew chief spot had been filled, with Jeremy Elliott at SprintCarUnlimited.com reporting that Jim Shuttlesworth had taken the role. Shuttlesworth worked with Devin Borden a season ago in central Pennsylvania and was previously the crew chief for Anthony Macri. Shuttlesworth was on the sidelines so far this year after parting ways with that Stayman team and Borden after the 2023 year. If the weather goes their way here, the RSR 8 car will race in central PA for a few weeks so Eliason and Shuttlesworth can get comfortable together before the high limit season starts back up again in April. They have some work to do in the high limit standings. Eliason currently down in 18th. He's 111 points behind Tyler Courtney after the first four races. Remember, right now, everyone is gunning for those first five spots in the high limit standings to get one of those charters that's going to be awarded after this season. The other Ridge machine, with driver Aaron Reitzel, spent the weekend in Texas racing against the Outlaws. He had finishes of 5th and 11th. Also, even though the opening ASCS weekend was rained out, World Racing Group did make a few hires for that series official late in the week. Lonnie Wheatley has been named series director, and Cody Cordell will be tech director going forward. Wheatley previously was the ASCS media director for a decade, so he's got plenty of experience around these competitors, around the series, around the culture, while Cordell had been the crew chief for Noah Gass and that team's sprint car effort. Both will have some time to settle into their roles, as the next ASCS National Tour event isn't until April 19th and 20th at the Super B Speedway. Oh, we're going to call it good there today. Don't forget that Williams Grove is opening today with their first 410 sprint car show of the season. The new backstretch bridge is in place as well. You can tune in on Dirt Vision if you cannot get there today. Hope you guys have a great Sunday out there. We'll see everybody right back here on Monday.